No, if Wigan thought Bean needed to have this explained to him, he did not understand who Bean really was. Still, it was Bean in Wigan's quarters having this conversation with him. That was something. A game 9 weeks earlier than it should have come. A game every day. And now 2 games in the same day. Bean, I don't know what the teachers are doing, but my army is getting tired, and I'm getting tired, and they don't care at all about the rules of the game. I've pulled the old charts up from the computer. No one has ever destroyed so many enemies and kept so many of his own soldiers whole in the history of the game. What was this? Bragg? Bean answered as Bragg was meant to be answered. You're the best, Ender. Wigan shook his head. If he heard the irony in Bean's voice, he didn't respond to it. Maybe. But it was no accident that I got the soldiers I got. Launchies, rejects from other armies, but put them together and my worst soldier could be a toon leader in another army. They've loaded things my way, but now they're loading it all against me. Bean, they want to break us down. So Wigan did understand how his army had been selected, even if he didn't know who had done the selecting. Or maybe he knew everything, and this was all that he cared to show Bean at this time. It was hard to guess how much of what Wigan did was calculated and how much merely intuitive. They can't break you. You'd be surprised. Wigan breathed sharply, suddenly, as if there were a stab of pain, or he had to catch a sudden breath in a wind. Bean looked at him and realized that the impossible was happening. Far from baiting him, Ender Wigan was actually confiding in him. Not much, but a little. Ender was letting Bean see that he was human, bringing him into the inner circle, making him, what, a counselor? A confidant? Maybe you'll be surprised, said Bean. There's a limit to how many clever new ideas I can come up with every day. Somebody's going to come up with something to throw at me that I haven't thought of before, and I won't be ready. What's the worst that could happen? Asked Bean. You lose one game. Yes, that's the worst that could happen. I can't lose any games. Because if I lose any... He didn't complete the thought. Bean wondered what Ender imagined the consequences would be. Merely that the legend of Ender Wigan, perfect soldier, would be lost? Or that his army would lose confidence in him, or in their own invincibility? Or was this about the larger war, and losing a game here in battle school might shake the confidence of the teachers that Ender was the commander of the future, the one to lead the fleet, if he could be made ready before the bugger invasion arrived? Again, Bean did not know how much the teachers knew about what Bean had guessed about the progress of the wider war. Better to keep silence. I need you to be clever, Bean, said Ender. I need you to think of solutions to problems we haven't seen yet. I want you to try things that no one has ever tried because they're absolutely stupid. So what is this about, Ender? What have you decided about me that brings me into your quarters tonight? Why me? Because even though there are some better soldiers than you in Dragon Army, not many, but some, there's nobody who can think better and faster than you. He had seen. And after a month of frustration, Bean realized that it was better this way. Ender had seen his work in battle, had judged him by what he did, not by his reputation in classes or the rumors about his having the highest scores in the history of the school. Bean had earned this evaluation, and it had been given him by the only person in this school whose high opinion Bean longed for. Ender held out his desk for Bean to see. On it were 12 names. 2 or 3 soldiers from each toon. Bean immediately knew how Ender had chosen them. They were all good soldiers, confident and reliable. But not the flashy ones, the stunters, the show-offs. They were, in fact, the ones that Bean valued most highly among those who were not toon leaders. Choose 5 of these, said Ender. one from each tune. They're a special squad, and you'll train them. Only during the extra practice sessions. Talk to me about what you're training them to do. Don't spend too long on any one thing. Most of the time, you and your squad will be part of the whole army, part of your regular tunes. But when I need you, when there's something to be done that only you can do. There was something else about these 12. These are all new. No veterans. After last week, Bean, all our soldiers are veterans. Don't you realize that on the individual soldier standings, all 40 of our soldiers are in the top 50? That you have to go down 17 places to find a soldier who isn't a dragon? What if I can't think of anything? Asked Bean. Then I was wrong about you. Bean grinned. You weren't wrong. The lights went out. Can you find your way back, Bean? Probably not. Then stay here. If you listen very carefully, you can hear the good fairy come in the night and leave our assignment for tomorrow. They won't give us another battle tomorrow, will they? Bean meant it as a joke, but Ender didn't answer. Bean heard him climb into bed. Ender was still small for a commander. His feet didn't come near the end of the bunk. There was plenty of room for Bean to curl up at the foot of the bed. So he climbed up and then lay still, so as not to disturb Ender's sleep. If he was sleeping. If he was not lying awake in the silence, trying to make sense of... What? What?